Title: Pitch Drift Automation for Nostalgic Texture Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing something that feels subtle, but changes the emotional temperature of a drum and bass track instantly: pitch drift automation. Pitch drift is that gentle warble you associate with old samplers, VHS, worn records, and jungle-era resampling. In modern DNB, it's basically a cheat code for nostalgia, glue, and this was found on an old DAT Energy. The trick is doing it in a controlled way so your mix still hits hard, especially in the drop. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three practical setups you can reuse: one for break drift, one for pad or Atmos drift, and one safe method for adding drift to a reese without destroying your sub. Then we'll talk about how to automate it like a story: more drift in intros and transitions, less drift in drops, and little pitch gestures for fills. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. Then hit it to enable automation mode. Also, do this in arrangement view, because pitch drift is most satisfying when it evolves over time, like the machine is slowly getting tired. Now, choose targets. You can do one, or do all three. First option: a break layer. This is the classic jungle vibe move. Load a break into simpler. Slice mode is great if you're rearranging. Classic mode is great if you're just looping. Any crunchy amen style break works. Think hot pants, anything with character. Second option: pads or Atmos. Load a long pad into simpler, or use wavetable or analog. This is where slow drift really sells the memory haze vibe. Third option: a reese top layer. And I'm going to say this clearly, not the sub. Duplicate your bass track. Track 1 is sub, no drift. Track 2 is mid and top, drift is allowed. Cool. Now method 1, the most controllable pitch drift in Ableton. Clip envelopes. If you're using a sample in simpler, click your clip, then open envelopes in the clip view. Choose simpler as the envelope target, and then choose transpose as the parameter. Now draw a gentle curve. Here's the important range guideline: we're in sense territory, not semitones. Most nostalgic drift lives under plus or minus 20 cents. A great starting range is plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. If you go to plus or minus 50 cents, it stops being nostalgia and starts being we are out of tune. A simple DNB automation plan sounds like this. In the intro, over 16 bars, the drift slowly increases from basically zero up to around plus or minus 12 cents. When the drop hits, pull it back to plus or minus 3 to 6 cents so the drums feel tight and the groove locks. Then right before a drop, do a quick tape catch gesture, a fast dip down, like minus 10 cents for a moment, and snap it back to center on the downbeat. Teacher tip: clip envelopes are beautiful because they're repeatable. You press play and it behaves the same way every time, unless you intentionally change the shape. Quick sanity check before we move on. Sens versus semitones can be confusing in live, because different devices show pitch differently. If you're ever unsure, drop Ableton Tuner after the sound and watch what's happening. You want micro movement, not a melodic key change. Now method 2, LFO style drift. This is the more live tape-ish approach, especially if you have mechs for live. Add the LFO device. You can put it before or after the instrument. Mapping works either way. Hit map, then click the parameter you want to drift. For simpler, map it to transpose. For wavetable or analog, map to a pitch control, like global pitch or oscillator pitch. Recommended settings. For pads and Atmos, set the rate very slow, around 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. That's like a gentle ocean swell. For break layers, a bit faster, 0.10 to 0.35 Hz, because rhythmic material can handle slightly quicker movement. Amount-wise, pads can take plus or minus 8 to 20 cents. Breaks usually sound best at plus or minus 3 to 10 cents. Use a sine wave for smooth drift, or random with smoothing for a more imperfect machine vibe. If you use random, make sure you increase smoothing so it doesn't do that stepped video game pitch thing. Pro move: map the LFO amount to a macro. Name it something like age, nostalgia, or drift intensity, because now you can automate one knob across the whole arrangement and it feels like you're turning time. Also, here's a super realistic trick: real tape doesn't wobble as a perfect sign forever. So consider drifting the drift. Either automate the LFO amount with gentle, non-repeating curves every 8 to 16 bars, or use a second ultra-slow modulator to slightly change the LFO rate or amount. Tiny range. The goal is imperfect, not chaotic. Method 3. Instant vibe using chorus ensemble. Put chorus ensemble on a pad or break texture layer. Keep it subtle. Start with chorus mode. Rate around 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay time 5 to 15 milliseconds. Mix 10 to 30%. This can absolutely nail the tape wobble feeling, but it can also smear transients and mess with mono if you push it too hard. So here's the habit. After you add chorus like modulation, drop a utility at the end and temporarily set width to 0%. If your texture disappears or collapses weirdly, reduce stereo modulation, or run the effect in parallel so your core stays stable. Now we have to talk about the big DNB rule. Keep it tight. Specifically, keep the sub stable. Pitch drift on sub bass can kill phase coherence and make your drop feel weak. So do the safe workflow. Split your bass into sub and top. On the sub chain, use EQ8 and low pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. Then utility with bass mono on, width at 0. No pitch drift. No chorus, keep it like a rock. On the top chain, use EQ8 and high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. Then apply your drift, either LFO to pitch or chorus ensemble. And if you want it to feel printed, like it was recorded that way, add a little saturator after the modulation. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on, just enough to glue it. Now, a coaching note that saves people all the time. Warble reads louder than it is. Pitch modulation can feel like volume and brightness changes because harmonics move through resonances and filters. So if you think, whoa, that's too much, try turning the drift amount down by half before you start echoing or compressing. 9 times out of 10, that fixes it. Let's make this really musical with arrangement automation. Think of drift as a storytelling tool. Intro. Gradually increase drift. Found footage vibe. Build. You can increase drift and add a subtle auto filter sweep. Maybe a gentle high cut moving. Drop. Reduce drift hard. Tight groove. Modern punch. Mid drop variation. For 2 to 4 bars, briefly bring drift back on the breaks or atmos to create contrast. Pre-drop fill. Do an event-based pitch scoop. Last eighth note or last quarter note. Then reset on the downbeat. That reset is important. The ear hears it as the machine catching itself, and it keeps you from seasick drift fatigue. If you want extra jungle-flavored pairings, try light redux. Tiny vinyl distortion amount, or auto filter along with drift. But check phase and transients. If your snare suddenly loses bite, you're modulating the wrong layer. Speaking of layers, here's an advanced but super practical break trick. Sometimes splitting by frequency isn't enough. Split by transient versus sustain. Duplicate the break. Keep the clean one as your transient anchor. On the drifted one, use a gate sidechained from the clean break so the drifted layer mostly contributes tails and ambience, not the initial smack. You get wobble in the air without softening the punch. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise so you actually own this. Load a break into simpler and make a 2-bar loop. Duplicate the track. Track A is clean, no drift. Track B is your texture layer. On track B, add LFO map to simpler transpose. Rate 0.2 Hz. Amount around plus or minus 7 cents. Group track and track B into a drum group so you can control them together. Now automate the drift amount on track B. For an 8-bar intro, go from 0 up to 7 cents. For the drop, keep it steadier and lower, around 3 cents. In the last bar before the next section, spike briefly to 10 cents for that worn tape moment. Then do the most important step, a slash B it in the drop. Mute and unmute the drift layer. You're listening for the balance of vibe versus punch. The goal is that, when it's muted, you miss it, but when it's on, it doesn't sound like an obvious effect. If you want a bigger challenge after that, build a reusable nostalgia drift rack. Put an audio effect rack on a texture target, like a pad, break layer or top bass layer. Make 3 parallel chains. Clean, drift slow, and flutter fast. On the 2 mod chains, filter so mostly mid and high content is affected. Then map 1 macro called age to the chain volumes of drift slow and flutter fast, the modulation depths, and optionally a tiny high cut so older equals slightly duller. Finally, automate age across 32 bars. Gradual rise in the first half with a little dip every 8 bars, a spike 1 bar before the drop, then cut it by at least half in the drop, and add a short flutter burst at the end of a phrase. Export 2 bounces, one with the age automation on, one with age fixed low, and compare what changed in groove tightness, stereo feel, and perceived era. Let's recap the core ideas. Pitch drift is controlled micromodulation for nostalgic texture. Clip envelopes give you precise, repeatable movement. LFO gives you organic life and lets you macro control age. Chorus ensemble gives instant wobble, but you need to watch mono and transients. Keep your sub stable and drift the tops, breaks, atmos, and texture layers. And automate by section. More drift in intros and transitions, less in drops, with short intentional gestures on fills. If you tell me what you're applying drift to in your current project, like breaks, pads, restops, or vocals, I can give you exact starting ranges and a suggested rack layout.